Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Jesus Christ is the source of all life as well as its sustainer. No creature has life within themselves, but receive it from him who kills and makes alive. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. For in him we live and move and have our being. Every breath that we take, every beat of our heart, is that which is determined and wrought in us according to the good pleasure of his will. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind. Adam was created in a state of carnal innocence, having no knowledge of death, sin, or destruction, before he disobeyed the clear and simple command of God. Yet when he acted according to his nature, as the Lord told him he would, he brought all of that upon his own head, as well as his posterity. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Now we are quite certain that Adam did not physically die in that day, when he ate of that which was forbidden. In fact, he lived to be 930 years old. Yet he did indeed die in that day, because the sentence of death and condemnation came upon him. And every day in which his body drew breath, he came closer to the ultimate outcome of his disregard of the Lord's command. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. There is no power which men have to stave off this appointed end, even though they expend all manner of money and effort to avoid it. Their life must cease according to the ordained purpose of him who gives them life in the first place. In their rebellion against this one who appoints a man's bounds that he cannot pass, men have devised all sorts of religions and philosophies which they believe help them cope with this certain end. Most are hopeful that their beliefs will uphold them in that day, which is rapidly approaching. Most men believe that they have a soul, yet the scriptures indicate that they are a soul. The same scriptures speak of the spirit of a man. It is impossible, however, for men to discern the exact difference between the soul and the spirit, or even how they can be differentiated from the body, since the only visible evidence of a man is seen by his body. Yet we do know that the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, can divide between the soul and spirit according to the scriptures. The sons of God are given the great and precious promise of the Lord, that he will raise their corruptible bodies from the grave in the day of the resurrection. This is the hope which is implanted in those who are given faith to lay hold upon Jesus Christ. This is in part that promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. Yet it is a most vital part, even as Paul said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept. Because Christ arose from the dead, those who believe on him are assured of this great and precious promise. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. This promise of life which is in Christ Jesus can only be enjoyed by those whom the Lord has called from darkness to light, those who are the sons of God, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. As Adam died in the day in which he ate of that forbidden tree, and was all his lifetime subject unto bondage, awaiting his demise, so too, in contrast, are those who are born from above, made alive in the present time by the gift of life from the hand of him who is life eternal, and live their lifetime free from bondage. For there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. It is the promise of life in Christ Jesus which prompted Paul to write, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Do you have this promise of life in Christ Jesus?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.